How can someone not look forward to reading the letters to the editor in the Gazette every week, arguably the most entertaining and informative section in the newspaper? Actually, it is just a privilege to be able to read a newspaper these days as opposed to reading my phone. Oh, I forgot, I cannot read my flip phone. Reactions to articles, commentary, events, and letters elicit so many diverse and emphatic responses and opinions. How can one not be entertained? I now understand that if an offensive object appears in the background of a picture or video, it turns the focus of the piece, MP Michael Cooper, into a right-wing extremist. Interesting point of view. If an elected representative is doing their job and appears in a situation that demands or calls for comment, that person becomes despicable and numerous other adjectives. They should be recalled or forced to resign, even though this representative was elected by a huge majority and is very representative of their district. How dare us let that person have or express a point of view if it is different than ours? When the leader of the opposition is removed from office by the elected members of his own party for not having an opinion or for not adequately expressing his opinion, there just might be thousands or even hundreds of thousands of citizens in Canada who have an opinion that differs from our current government. I know, follow the science, or at least interpret the science to your benefit. Health Canada should not run the country, but only have input into running the country. If the mayor of the city I live in, or the mayor of the city my business operates in, makes comments I disagree with, and that most of our citizens disagree with, should I call them names and be shocked and awed, disgusted unbelievably? I realize they were caught in a moment by a reporter wishing to draw out this sort of comment. Freedom of the press has become freedom of propaganda. Former Mayor Nolan Kraus had a good article in the paper last week, but he forgets the press today cannot be trusted and making a comment generally just results in a spin. The commentary by Anna Borowiecki, Freedom Convoy abuses its platform to create chaos, was quite something, but not surprising. I quickly read an edition of the Epic Times to cleanse my palate. Every week the topics of the day change and bring new insights from readers. I would say, chill, people, but I am enjoying this too much. Continue as you were. Al Carlson, St. Albert.